Blackstone Audio presents Timescape, Book 4 of Dreamhouse Kings by Robert Liparulo.
For Matthew, it is not flesh and blood, but heart, which makes us father and son.
Stop. Listen to House of Dark Shadows, Watcher in the Woods, and Gatekeepers before continuing.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. Mark Twain. Never, 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 never give up. Winston Churchill. Chapter 1. David watched the horde of human-like creatures surge up the incline toward them.
Dad? He croaked.
He reached out for his father, but Dad was too far away. His legs refused to budge, locked in place by the sight of the approaching creatures, their spindly limbs jittering up and down as they climbed, their pale skin almost glowing in the sunlight, their mouths spewing out howls and snarls, their eyes crazy, desperate. Along with his dad and Keel, Uncle Jesse's caretaker and friend, David stood at the top of a hill between two valleys. The one behind them, peaceful and pristine. The one in front, cradling the ruins of Los Angeles. Between them and the destroyed buildings lay a massive junkyard of concrete slabs, rusted hunks of automobiles, twisted and broken debris. It all seemed to have been blown against the hill, the way litter gathers in gutters. It was from this trash dump that the creatures had emerged. And as soon as they had spotted the kings and Keel, the creatures attacked.